What? Shouted the pirate.
The ruler! Do you know where he lives? Yelled Annie.
In the palace, on St. Mark's Square, said the pirate.
Where's that? Annie called.
But the pirate had disappeared into the crowd. I'll look up St. Mark's Square, said Jack. He turned the pages of their book until he came to a map of Venice.
Oh, cool, he said.
Jack loved maps.
Okay, let's see, Jack said. We're here.
He pointed to the walkway along the canal on the map.
And we want to go to St. Mark's Square.
He pointed to another place on the map. It's really close.
Yeah, and it looks like everyone else is headed there too, said Annie. Come on.
So if we go this way, said Jack.
He traced their route with his finger.
Come on, Jack, called Annie.
Jack looked up from the map. Annie was already walking with the crowd. Jack closed the book and hurried after her. Soon they came to a huge open square.
Wow,
Jack said breathlessly. St. Mark's Square was filled with candlelight and musicians. Acrobats balanced on tight ropes. Boxers boxed in a ring, knights fenced with swords, clowns walked on tall stilts, raced wheelbarrows, and tried to catch live eels in their mouths. All around the square were candlelit buildings.
Venice is beautiful, said Annie.
Yeah, said Jack.
He looked back at their book. He found an illustration of St. Mark's Square. Jack read the descriptions of the buildings.
The watchtower of St. Mark's Square is the tallest building in Venice. The weather vane on top once helped sailors by showing them which way the wind was blowing.
Jack looked up.
I can barely see the weather vane up there, he said, but I think it's pointing north, so the wind must be blowing from the south.
What about the ruler's palace? Where's that? Asked Annie.
Jack read on.
The clock tower is one of the most beautiful towers in the world. On top of the tower, a bell is struck every hour by...
Jack, skip to the ruler's palace, interrupted Annie. Please.
Okay, okay, said Jack. He read about the palace. The palace of Venice's ruler is one of the most splendid structures ever built. It has a great hall where as many as 2,000 nobles once met to discuss city matters. It also holds the city's grim prison cells. Above the palace door is a sculpture of St. Mark showing a book to a winged lion.
There's the palace door, said Annie.
Jack looked up from the map. Annie was heading toward a huge door with a sculpture of a man and a winged lion above it. Jack closed the book and hurried to catch up to her. A guard was standing by the palace door. The guard wore a uniform and held a rifle.
Wait, Jack whispered. Is he a real guard, or is that just a costume? I'll find out, said Annie.
She walked over to the guard.
Excuse me, sir, is the ruler of Venice inside the palace now?
Begone, clown, the guard said gruffly.
But it's important, said Annie. We need to talk to him about something.
I said begone, the guard growled. I am tired of clowns wasting my time.
She's not really a clown, said Jack, coming forward. We're on a mission. We...
Go, both of you, or else, roared the guard.
He held up his rifle. He's definitely not wearing a costume, thought Jack.
Okay, sorry, said Jack.
He and Annie moved away from the palace entrance.
What a grouchy guy, said Annie.
He'll never let us in, said Jack.
Maybe it's time to use one of Teddy and Kathleen's rhymes, said Annie. Maybe we should turn into ducks. The guard wouldn't mind if a couple of ducks...
No, said Jack. We have to save our rhymes.
Well, how will we get inside? Annie asked.
Patience, said Jack. Remember.
Before he could finish, Annie broke in.
Hey, look!
Two clowns on stilts were dancing around the guard. One grabbed the guard's rifle and tossed it to the other.
Hey, the guard yelled. Give that back.
Now's our chance, said Annie. Quick.
She ran to the entrance and slipped through the door.
Oh, no. Oh, man, said Jack.
While the guard chased after the two clowns on stilts, Jack rushed to the doorway of the palace and slipped inside, too.